The love lives in this house, and it lives in the specific room. The love lives in the kitchen with its early morning fumes of the coffee and the toast and the quick conversation before the day begins and takes us both out through the door. The love lives in the living room on quiet evenings late, when we're watching something neither of us chose to celebrate, but somehow ended up invested in and arguing about. The love lives in the television night, I have no doubt. The house where the love lives is this house and not another. The house where the love lives has the sister and the brother of the ordinary and the regular and the plain. The house where the love lives has the everyday refrain of the love in practice and the love in deed. And the love indeed. The house where the love lives is all I'll ever need. Not the palace and not the view and not the marble floor. The house where the love lives is this house, nothing more. The love lives in the bedroom and the love lives in the fight. The love lives in the gone, to sleep angry twice, in the hearing, waking up, and fixing it before the coffee. The love lives in the repair, in the slightly awkward toffee, conversation that precedes the sorry and the clear. Afterward, the love lives in the year. The love lives in the whole year and every room within it. The love lives in the house, and I have always been in it. The house where the love lives is this house and not another. The house where the love lives has the sister of the ordinary and the regular and the plain. The house where the love lives as the everyday refrain of the love in practice and the love in deed. Occasionally complain. The love lives in the attic with the summer heat and rain coming through the roof. We've got to fix before the fall. The love lives in the ordinary problem and the call to the plumber and the contractor and the mutual agreement on the spending and the residual cost of maintaining the place where the love lives. The house where the love lives is the house the love gives.